Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Rooted Revelation.
This is a conspiracy, don't you know that? It's a conspiracy, man.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Thanks for joining me today. Well, I kept off the Baltimore Bridge story for a day or so I could assess what I see. So I'm going to give you my assessment on that, and it's not good. Also, Russia says CIA and Western intelligence are responsible for the terror attack in Moscow, and with good reason, if you know anything about ISIS, the advent of ISIS or ISIS-K, there's a lot of even media reports pointing to the fact that it was organized by the CIA and intelligence. Some say Obama, but you know, we'll see. Also, Ronan McDaniel was forced out as a contributor to MSNBC after the squawking by progressives. I mean, that's not the squawking by progressives, is the squawking by progressives. And people that kneel to that are ridiculous because they're not listening to the truth. She didn't lie about anything, and she was perfectly honest about what we see in front of us. And that's what news people are supposed to do. Also, eight states are planning to phase out gasoline-powered cars. We're going to look into that a little bit. And about the same amount of states are passing legislation banning geoengineering or chemtrails, which people say they don't exist. They do exist, by the way. Anyway, don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment, and share the podcast. So let's get into the headlines. All right, we're going to start out here with Bloomberg, cyber threat to U.S. power grid escalating as election approaches. And this is from yesterday from Bloomberg. So I'm going to put this article in context. Cyber threat by whom to U.S. power grids is escalating by as election approaches. So what I said about Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind, this is... We'll get to the Gizmodo article in just a second, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. And they talk about predictive programming. It's not so much predictive programming as it is just kind of letting you know what they're doing. And it's a little treat for them to put it out in media. And we could go into the occult purposes for that, but let's just go on here. In the headlines, Politico, the Baltimore bridge collapse is raising some big policy questions. We need to focus on cleaning up debris as soon as the search and rescue is over, because this will have a ripple effect. It will have a ripple effect indeed. And the ripple effect is that this was an attack. This was an attack to close a very strategic harbor. And it was a cyber attack on the ship there. And we're going to go into all the things that lead me to believe this. And you could believe it if you want or not believe it. But let's just go through the headlines. So Newsweek had said U.S. charges China-backed hackers with 14 years of cyber attacks. 14 years of cyber attacks against what? Well, they say infrastructure. Well, isn't a key bridge in this area infrastructure? USA Today, Chinese hackers charged in plot targeting U.S. politicians, national security, and journalists. This is from USA Today. Other headlines from the New York Times. U.S. and Britain accuse China of cyber espionage campaign. The actions of on both sides of the Atlantic, which included sanctions, underscored the escalation of cyber conflict between Western allies and Beijing. But you're not putting it in the context of this bridge collapse. Well, we're going to get into that. AP also reports U.S. said it disrupted a China cyber threat, but warns hackers could still wreak havoc for Americans. Now, this article is a little older, so I just want to denote that here, that they disrupted China cyber threats, but warns hackers could still wreak havoc for Americans. What, like taking down a key bridge, blocking a harbor that... that there's not only a military base in there, but there's a lot of shipping going in and out of these ports. Fact check. Is Francis Scott Key Bridge explosion video from Baltimore? Well, we know this. Everybody who saw this video and another angle, that was not an explosion. That was an explosion from the Kiev Bridge, which led people to believe that there was a missile attack or it was a terrorist attack on that bridge. But what I'm trying to explain here and what I want to get to in just a second is that they were trying to dissuade people from looking at video of the bridge collapse. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to play that video in just a second. And for those of you listening, I'm going to narrate what you see here because there is evidence of incendiary devices on the supports of the bridge because what... The problem with the bridge is, and I'm coincidentally, I find no coincidence, is the vessel seemed to steer directly towards the main support. Now, this is the main support of this span. And then the whole bridge collapses and falls in the water. This is hard to imagine. It's very reminiscent of what happened on 9/11. That, okay, a plane, if you think a plane flew into the World Trade Center, but then the whole building collapses, this is very similar, and we're going to get into why. So here from the Tennessean, it shows the route of the cargo ship. Video from 2022 misrepresented as footage from Baltimore Bridge. Again, from the AP, they have to put out a couple articles on this, and I'm going to get to the video of the bridge collapse in just a second, and one thing startles me, and I want to tell you why, is that in some of the videos, what I'm going to point out has been altered or blacked out. So I'm going to get into that in just a second, because when I first saw the video, which officials told you not to look at, and I'm not talking about the Kiev video, this is a psyop that's letting you know that they tell you not to look at the video from the bridge collapse, and then they put out this other video, which is obviously from the Kiev, I meant Crimea bridge collapse in that conflict between Russia and Ukraine. But Big Gizmodo comes along with more propaganda, and I'm going to go into this a little bit in depth. I hope I don't run too long today. The seven dumbest conspiracy theories about the Baltimore bridge collapse. So they go on to say there's also a conspiracy that President Barack Obama was behind it. Why on earth would people believe such a thing? Because Obama was a producer of the 2023 Netflix movie, which just came out, Leave the World Behind, which has a scene where a giant ship crashes into the beach. Why does a giant ship crash into the beach, you may ask? Is because of cyber attack interfering with the navigation of the ship. Incredibly, this is the first time conspiracy theorists have pointed the finger at Obama over association with apocalyptic thriller. No, it's not the first time. People say the same thing when AT&T had a nationwide outage about a month ago. Right. What they're doing here is they're amping up. What they do is they amper up the propaganda, the predictive programming ahead of such attacks. And what the predictive programming is not to get you to accept such things. It is to get you to not believe that it's connected. First, they put out a fictional account in a movie of something. Then in reality, when it really happens, you disbelieve it because you just saw it in a fictional movie. So if you have if someone dressed up as a clown in a movie murder somebody, then in real life you witness a clown murdering somebody, you're less likely to believe that that's the case. So let's go on to this article. Also, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the completely unhinged congresswoman. So here you have some wordplay, again, mischaracterizing Marjorie Taylor Greene as unhinged because she happens to believe in some things that have certainly questionable occurrences. Because she's unhinged because she believes that the election was stolen, which it was. Tweeted about the bridge collapse on Tuesday, demanding a serious investigation. Greene included a video from a conspiracy theory account called MJ Truth Ultra, which insists the ship was hacked. Well, it certainly could have been hacked. And then the article goes on to say, among other things, months later, a massive ship container loses power and crashes into Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is essential also because Francis Scott Key did write the national anthem. So there is some nationalism tied into this, if you didn't understand, that there is a psyop within a cyber attack. The question becomes, why would the puppet masters who pull the strings, and if you look at Leaving the World Behind, the lead character says, what is worrisome is that there's nobody pulling the strings, is that's what's worrisome, nobody's pulling the strings. Telegraph their plan with a sci-fi movie before executing their dastardly deeds, and that's why I just said so you wouldn't believe that it was a conspiracy. The answer, according to conspiracy theorists, is that they get a sick thrill of predictive programming or showing exactly what they're doing to you before they do it. Cool theory. Like I said, in the movie Leaving the World Behind, the lead character says, what's even more scary is that nobody's pulling the strings. And that's to dissuade you from believing that rich individuals who actually have the wherewithal to conduct such things do such things. So we're going to move on a little here. And the last bit of this article, the idea that explosive charges were affixed to the bridge surfaced almost immediately since it looked like some flashes of fire happened as the bridge collapsed. But as the community note above points out that these are almost certainly caused by some kinds of flashes that you'd see when electrical cables snap, there's no evidence of any kind of explosives were present on the bridge. And I'm going to address that in just a second. The reality is that if you know anything about electrical fires, electrical flashes are white. It's just the nature of the electricity moving through high voltage cables. It's not yellow, and yellow doesn't, when you have electrical flashes and fires, there's not dripping molten steel. Even if you have sparks caused by the metal hitting each other, you're not going to have dripping molten metal. That's what you saw on 9/11, and that's what I'm going to show you here in just a second. First, I'm going to go into Wikipedia, China-Singapore relations, refers to the bilateral relations between the PRC and the Republic of Singapore relations. If you don't know, Singapore is a city-state. Relations between the two countries formally started in 1990. Diplomatic missions were established in the 1990s based on trade and a warming of ties. Singapore and China have maintained a longstanding and close relationship, partly because of the latter's growing influence. I just want to get to the end here. Is that they're specifying the China engagement, development in the region, cooperation, ACM members, and China to strengthen regional security and fight terrorism while participating in the organization's first maritime exercise with the latter. Maritime exercise with Singapore. So now is as good a time as any as to get into this video. And I'm going to describe it for people listening. This is a video of the bridge collapse. So what you're seeing here is the ship striking the bridge. Bridge collapsing. If you look over to the right, one of the pilings there, as the bridge collapses, all of a sudden starts dripping molten metal at the end there. And then all of a sudden there's a big explosion right on that piling. And again, dripping molten metal. Now, you don't see such things with metal just rubbing metal together. You only see that in demolition, and what they use is certain demolition charges, which actually cut and melt the metal. It's called thermate or thermite. And you'll see it there if you watch again. In the end, just as the bridge collapses, there's going to be several explosions with molten metal trailing into the sea. And at the very end, a big explosion there, which is inexplicable. That is not from electrical cables. So let's get back into the headlines here. Russia claimed the West, Kiev, ordered the Moscow terror attack. Now it has the problem of proving it. Well, you don't have to prove it that, first of all, ISIS-K took responsibility. ISIS and ISIS-K are products of the CIA, and their objective is to sow chaos everywhere they can, particularly in places they want to destabilize, so then they can scoop in and either have a regime change or take resources or what have you. The AP reports duty to warn guided U.S. advance warning of Moscow attack. Adversaries don't always listen. And the fact is, how did the U.S. know there was going to be a terror attack? How did the CIA know? Because they were planning it. It's very easy to get intelligence on attacks that you're planning. The standoff at Gate 36, Texas sends in troops to block migrants from seeking asylum. Of course, it's from the LA Times. They're not seeking asylum. If it's political asylum from Venezuela or Cuba, it'd be understandable, but most of these are economic migrants. Here's an important article, why Tennessee lawmakers are pushing a bill to keep governments from spraying the sky. And of course, it's the Washington Post, and they make it seem like those Tennesseans, they're just hicks. What do they know? Well, we know what they know because it's six or eight other states. And let's just get into the article. In Tennessee, bill passed by the state Senate last week. Lawmakers targeted geoengineering, an experimental and controversial practice not yet in use that could help cool the planet amid climate change. But the text of the bill can also be seen as referring to chemtrails, plumes of toxic chemicals that believers of the unfounded claims say governments and corporations are spewing into the sky. Now the confusion between solar geoengineering and chemtrails threatens to muddy the waters around nascent geoengineering research, chilling potential studies, scientists say, in the latest example of how spreaders of disinformation can latch on to reality to pursue their agenda, confounding public opinion on the issue. Friggin' crazy, man. The reality here is that if you hadn't noticed, because I've lived some 50 plus years, when I was a little kid, there were no friggin' chemtrails. You would see condensation trails or contrails pretty often with high altitude planes. Now you see it all the time, and especially before it rains. Now this is obviously weather modification, and weather modification has been going on for quite a long period of time. You don't need to understand that whatsoever. You don't need to be brilliant to understand that geoengineering, weather modification, which they didn't put in there in the New York Times special article, They didn't talk about weather modification, talked about geoengineering, solar geoengineering, which they plan to do, which is to put particulate in the sky to dim the sun. But meanwhile, they're pushing solar energy. Very strange. So that's talking about misinformation. That is indeed the Washington Post. Moving a little quicker now. The Hill. Arizona becomes ground zero for 2020 election misinformation fears. It's not going to be misinformation. There is no way they're going to allow Kari Lake get elected to the Senate. That's been clear of their motive and their agenda when a GOP operative went to Kari Lake where she recorded the conversation and he pressured her, bribed her, and tried to extort her out of leaving the Senate race, which she refused to do. So there's going to be election misinformation like she got cheated out of an election once again. Because she already got cheated out of election once before, Kari Lake from the Washington Post, they report Kari Lake won't defend her statements about Arizona election official who was complicit in rigging the election against her. Proving beyond a reasonable doubt is another thing entirely. I'm not going to get into that. We'll just get into the story very briefly by the Washington Post. Kari Lake, a Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, has amplified former President Donald Trump's false claims about rigged elections, amplified his false claims. They keep having to say that and not just claims because they're not false claims. So it's propaganda in each sentence. He decided not to defend statements she made about a top election official in the state's largest county, that's Maricopa, where I used to live, who sued her for defamation. Attorneys for Lake, her 2022 campaign for governor, an affiliated nonprofit group, Tuesday asked the judge to begin the process of determining damages as part of a lawsuit brought by Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer in his personal capacity. Attorneys not affiliated with the case say the judge may agree to the request. And he alleged that she was really mean by saying, you know, that he was complicit with the rigged election, which it was rigged because ballot printers go burr, as Sticks Hexenhammer would say. There was obviously serious issues with that election. And of course, maybe you can't string it all together to prove that enough votes were affected to do that. But every time you have an election with mail-in ballots, which shouldn't be allowed, and other things happening like problems with printing of ballots and ballot counters, et cetera, and malfeasance by election officials, and the fact that Kari Lake's opponent was the registrar of voters, and she was didn't recuse herself, still ran the election that she was in. So I'm not going to go on with that. Washington Post also says NBC reverses decision to hire Rona McDaniel after on-air backlash. The Biden campaign from the Daily Beast, the Biden campaign is quietly preparing a Trump ambush, indeed. They're going to win the election. So Republicans out there better get serious. And keep using the phrase cheating because that's what they do. They cheat. Democrats ripped for trying to kill democracy with effort to protect Biden, silence third-party candidates. DNC has launched new efforts to combat third-party presidential bids as Biden struggles in the polls. And the reason is they're trying to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot. Why would they do such a thing? Because that's election interference. They're trying to keep Trump off the ballot. That's election interference. Democratic operatives are, in fact, bringing lawsuits and criminal charges against Donald Trump. That's election interference. CNN Politics, Obama jumps in to help Biden defeat Trump again, as well as going to 10 Downing Street right before a terrorist attack by ISIS-K, supposedly who Obama founded, perhaps. Just as the UK and the US claim China cyber threats. I don't want to connect all those dots right now. Market Watch, renting is now cheaper than owning in all America's 50 biggest metro areas because the taxes are so high, the property taxes. If you shell out money to buy a house and the property taxes are more than you would pay in rent, you should rent. That's why people do it, including Jen Psaki. Or it wasn't Jen Psaki. Who was it? On the Fox 5, excuse me. It was Jessica Tarlov. I rent because you can't, not that you can't afford to buy, but you can't afford the taxes after you buy. California looks to Europe to rein in AI. There will be no reining in of AI. They will be authorities out there trying to undermine people that put together AI videos or deep fakes or whatever. There'll be people out there policing that when there is issues with elections. When someone puts out a funny meme of Joe Biden dancing on graves of people or whatever, you know, that's going to be policed. But will AI be policed from taking jobs? No. New York Post reports NYC begins handing out prepaid debit cards to migrants in controversial program. Indeed. Paying people to come here illegally. You don't think that's going to invite even more people? Daily Mail, NBC drops former RNC chair. 13 protesters arrested near Supreme Court ahead of abortion pill arguments. It looks like the Supreme Court is going to allow the shipping of abortion pills into states that banned abortion. NBC News, Supreme Court signals it is likely to reject challenge to abortion pill access. Abortion pill is abortion. I think it's less grotesque than, say, surgical removal of a fetus, but still. Politico, sexual assault lawsuit against Matt Schlapp, who is the founder of CPAC, dropped after CPAC is over. The lawsuit was brought right before CPAC to smear the founder, Matt Schlapp, and then is dropped 6 months after CPAC. Daily Mail, 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely after Biden unveiled ambitious plans to phase them out by 2032. The start of the New World Order is Christmas 2030. All their plans are to eliminate any self-sufficiency for you. So gasoline-powered anything. They're gonna take away combustion from you, because that will allow you to be self-reliant. Because they can't shut off a gasoline-powered vehicle. Well, they can now because most of them are connected to the internet with kill switches. But if you have a house, if you have a generator, stuff like that, they're going to outlaw all that. And they're working toward that. All combustion. New York Post reports Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick. This is the warning sign for any independents who considered voting for RFK Jr. instead of Trump. You can't do that because it's more tax and spend. If you don't know, the existential crisis facing the United States is a debt crisis and a crisis from adversaries, particularly what is lined out and leaving the world behind. That's coming. If it looks like Trump is going to win the election, that'll come this year before the election. So mind you. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to engage the channel. Like and subscribe. Follow the podcast and share the podcast. Thanks for joining me today. I don't want to get in, didn't want to make it too long. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Respect.
This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that it's a conspiracy?
The New World Order.